for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
Wow, that was some long weekend. Thanks for having me up at your dad's cabin.
Not a problem, my good friend. Glad you could come. Let's see if we have any 15 new messages? 35 missed calls. We were gone for 3 days.
Ha, you're in trouble, Ben. I knew you should have told your girlfriend we were skipping town. Let's have a listen here.
Hello, Adrian. It's Hank from Get Your Money Collections Agency. It seems that you owe us some money. $634, actually. If you know what's good for you, you will pay us immediately. You know the number.
Oh, not this guy again. He started calling me out of the blue a few weeks ago. I already told him I left my old apartment in mint condition. There's no way I owe any money.
Maybe he forgot. Are they all Hank?
Hello again, Adrian. It's Hank. I hope you're enjoying your motorcycle on this sunny Labor Day, because you won't be much longer when I put a lien on it.
What? Not Veronica.
Adrian, we'll drop the price to $400. The offer stands for 3 hours. Call me. Do it.
Hi, Adrian. It's Sean from work. I've been getting a lot of calls from a collection agency. Apparently, you owe them $600. Let me know if I can help.
Can he call your boss? I'm pretty sure you can't do that.
Adrian, I know it's 6 a.m. I was hoping I could wake up to tell you how miserable your credit will be if you don't pay, but I guess this message will do. Have a great day.
This is ridiculous. There's no way Hank is playing ball by the rules.
Well, you know what they say. When in doubt, start the Googling.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Time passes.
This Ministry of Consumer Services website is perfect. Listen to this. A collection agency is an organization that obtains or arranges for payment of money owed to a third party. Collection agencies are governed provincially by the Collections Agency Act and regulated by the Ministry of Consumer Services. A consumer, you, must be notified in writing at your last known address when a creditor, your landlord, assigns the overdue account to an agency for collection. In addition, you must be provided the creditor's name, the name of the collection agency, the amount of money owed, and the authority of the collection agency to demand payment of the debt.
Well, I certainly didn't receive any letter. What else does it say?
It goes on to say that if you were to agree to the debt and make an agreement with the collection agency, it is wise to confirm the agreement in writing and always pay in a way so that there is a receipt. Never pay in cash.
I don't agree to the debt. Of all people, I would expect you to know this. Let me in there. Okay. If a consumer does not agree that he owes the debt, he should notify in writing both the collection agency and the creditor, who is my old landlord, I guess, of the mistake in the amount owed and suggest the matter be taken to court. Once a letter has been sent, the collection agency cannot contact the consumer. Do not make a payment, offer to make a payment, or admit to owing money. As if I would pay Hank a dime.
Oh, and get this, Adrian. I'm a pretty quick reader, and I skimmed the Collections Agency's Act and its regulations.
I knew moving in with a law student would have its benefits.
Besides my superb cleanliness?
Ah.
Listen, collection agencies cannot contact a debtor, as in you, more than 3 times in a 7-day period. They can only call between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, between 1 and 5 p.m. on a Sunday, and they can't call you at all on statutory holidays. They also cannot call your employer unless your employer has guaranteed to pay the debt or if they are calling for the sole purpose of obtaining your home address.
Hank clearly didn't read his manual. He calls me more than my mom. It also says, collection agencies cannot use threatening, profane, intimidating, or coercive language. He threatened to take Veronica.
Adrian, this is serious. The Ministry of Consumer Services says that if you believe a collection agency has breached any regulations, you should contact the head of the collection agency, both verbally and in writing. And if you're still not satisfied, you should contact the Ministry of Consumer Services. The ministry's phone number is... Do you have a pen?
Yep.
It's 1-800-889-9768. Or you can email them at consumer@ontario.ca. The ministry has the power to investigate the complaint and may lay charges for offenses committed to the Collection Agencies Act.
I better draft that letter. That should set Hank and his cronies straight. Thanks, Ben, and those fine folks at the Ministry of Consumer Services.
Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School, Sarnia Lambton, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is not legal advice and is accurate as of November 2012.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law.